News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage in association with AIR.
The childcare crisis will not end unless the government takes immediate steps towards a public system of early years education and care. That's according to the Together for Public Alliance for a Public System of Early Childhood Education and Care, which is made up of 40 organisations calling for that public system. Donal Swan, Women's Economic Equality Coordinator with the National Women's Council, is with us. Donal, those who have kids and who are looking for childcare places will say, great, can't bring it fast enough. What about those who don't have kids or who have grown children who are saying, why should I be paying to mind your kids?
Here, look, to be honest with you, Anton, there's a lot of things in our society that we see as public services that are important to support us. They support different people at different points in time, at different stages of their lives. But I also think, to be honest with you, the thing about it is there's hardly anyone in this country who hasn't been affected by the childcare crisis. You know, we're hearing it from grandparents who are taking on the second job of minding their grandkids because their kids can't get childcare. You know, it's right across society. And I think we really believe that moving towards a public system where we see childcare as a public service is actually just good for us all.
At what cost?
A not insignificant cost, but enough to, like, we're dealing with a scenario where we have about 1.4 billion going into childcare at the moment from the state. That's gone up hugely in the last few years. The last government doubled the investment, and yet we're not really seeing the return. So I suppose what we're calling for is we're calling for continued investment, and we think there probably needs to be another doubling of that to hit our international benchmarks. Around UNICEF have called for about a 1% of national income investment. But at the same time, we can't just keep putting money in and not changing the system if we're not getting the results that we hope for.
And you want what? Direct payment for childcare workers a la primary teaching?
That is part of it. So we have we're launching today. So we're the Together for Public Alliance, and we're calling for that roadmap to a public childcare system, and it has three pillars. So the first of which is the state taking over responsibility for the wages of educators in the sector, and we think this would help bring down the costs quite significantly for providers, because about 70% of the costs that a provider has when it comes to running a service our labour costs.
And you fundamentally effectively shift a private sector model into being a public model.
You do, but the reality of it is, you know, the amount of subsidies that are going in right now, we have a publicly funded model. The vast majority of services are to a large extent funded by public money. And we think that, you know, shifting towards that model, it also helps providers, because providers are spending a huge amount of time in admin, in going through paperwork. We want them to be able to focus on what they do best.
This does mean that you will be supplying childcare. If you are successful in this ultimate aim, you will be supplying childcare to the wealthy out of general state exchequer funding, whether they be in the leafy suburbs of Cork or Dublin or Galway or anywhere else, the general taxation will be paying for their kids when they can well afford it.
It will. I think there will still be a cost in a lot of cases. Obviously, the government called for this 200 euro cap. That's, we would really like to see them to get down to that. Like, that's not a 200 euro a month is not an insignificant cost, but it's an awful lot less than what a lot of parents are paying at the moment. And we'd like to see, like, the National Childcare Scheme also has targeted subsidies for those on lower incomes, and we'd like to see them expanded. But also, at the end of the day, we have to recognise that, you know, childcare is early years education. It's, you know, we pay for a school system, you know, right through primary and secondary, which for doesn't matter what income you're on, you should have access to a school place. And we feel the same about childcare.
Interesting text to say you pay for someone's childcare. That child then pays for your pension. What about the government's commitment to getting childcare under 200 euro per child? Do you have any belief that that'll happen in the term of the government?
I think it can. I really do think it can. But I think it isn't going to just happen by pumping more money to the system without actually trying to tackle some of the structural issues with the system. And we're calling for that change. As we say, we think that the government can get down more towards the kind of 250 euro a month mark with taking over the wages of the educators. So we can really get there, but it requires ambition and it requires real structural change.
Donal. Thank you, Donal Swan, Women's Economic Equality Coordinator with the National Women's Council.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage in association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. conversation that counts.